Hey Matt, I'm good. I've just been busy with work and I'm also in the process of moving, so it's been kind of chaotic around here. But I am doing good, thank you. How are you doing? I hope you're doing good as well. First, I want to say thank you for listening to my audios, and I'm glad you enjoy them. Now I'm wondering how many times I've made you come. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but I would like to know. Okay, alright, so the Mandela Effect. You're right, though, that is the reason for the name. I also do agree with you, I think it's similar to deja vu, and I actually have experienced that. It is really fucking weird and creepy. And I've noticed that now more people are coming forward, and they have new evidence, I guess you could say. But it's mostly to do with, like, logos and titles and, like, verses of songs and popular lines from movies like Star Wars and, you know, just stuff like that. But even with the logos and titles and all, it's like when you look around and you see someone you know or something really strange, so you do like almost a double take and you realize it's not actually what you saw. I think it's something like that, but we just, you know, accepted it like the way we thought it was, I guess you could say. But I was really stumped about the movies though, like the quotes, like from Star Wars, everyone thinks it's Luke, I am your father, but instead he's saying no, I am your father. Like, I don't even know. And just for so long, everybody's believed that it's been Luke, I am your father. Like, everyone. I don't know. If they changed it, I don't know why, but I don't know. Maybe it's always been like that and we've just never noticed. Or like in Forrest Gump, when he says, life is like a box of chocolates. It's really, life was like a box of chocolates. I don't know, it's freaking weird. Just subtle things like that. It's just, I don't know. It's weird to me. And now, let's get to one of my favorite subjects. Conspiracy theories. I actually have heard of David Icke and his theories. And I have to be honest, I do believe the theory that there are shape-shifting reptilians. And not only are they posing as government officials, but also some celebrities, mostly recording artists. And the reason I believe this is because I've never used to notice things. Like, in music videos, like, I wouldn't pay that close attention to all the details or anything, or even most of the lyrics, you know? And then as I got older, like, I started noticing, like, just different symbols in more than one music video, and it's different artists, and you can look it up, you can just, it's creepy, it's so creepy, like, just not only the symbols, but even some messages in, within the songs, you know, it just, it makes you think, like, what the hell is going on, like, has everything that we've been told been a lie, like, have we been so distracted and so blinded that we don't even realize what's going on in the world? Because, I mean, they do have that power, you know, that's what they do. They entertain people, they distract people. So, I mean, I don't know, I don't think it's that... I don't think it's that ridiculous or absurd. I mean, this galaxy is way too big for just one species to be on one planet. I just can't believe that. I believe with every fiber of my being that there's other beings out there. And even here, like, they're hidden among us. That's what I think. I know I sound crazy, but, you know, I have a very open mind. So, yeah. But another thing I wanted to talk about was, Wait a minute. I don't know. Wait. Okay. But yeah, like, it's just, I don't trust our government. That's one thing you have to know about me. I don't trust them at all. And I know for a fact, and I know more people know, a lot of people know, actually, that our government is not being 100% honest with us. And, you know, I understand it's for good reason not to cause mass hysteria. I get it. But, I mean, you know, they're not telling us everything, so you kind of have to wonder, what aren't they telling us? What are they hiding from us? And you see, you thought you were bad at rambling. No. I'm going on. Okay, no. I'm only, like, almost 6 minutes in, but honestly, I could listen to you talk all day. Like, I'm serious when I say that. Don't underestimate me, because, yeah. I could, yeah, hours on end. More than that. Days. Months. Okay. Anyway, so I haven't heard of Alex Jones, but I have heard of another theory about chemtrails, and that is that the government is trying to control the population, so they use the chemtrails that have chemicals that make us sick, and of course, it's not going to affect us all the same way. Some are going to get more ill than others, and, you know, possibly, it could possibly be fatal, you know? I don't know, it could all be bullshit, maybe. But, I don't know, I just wouldn't put it past them. Like I said, I don't trust our government, so. Yeah. That's just my opinion. And, let's see. Oh yeah. So that's kind of all I have for those conspiracy theories, you know? I mean, there are more, but I mean, I just can't function right now. I'm tired, and I just got home from work, so, yeah, I'm kind of out of energy, but, oh, I was able to make it for part of the hangout last Sunday. I was there for the, for the hack, when it got hacked by Slim Shawnee, which, yeah, I was freaking cracking up with, oh man, it was so funny. But, I did enjoy myself the short amount of time I was there. And I also loved your new audio, Best Friends. Oh my god. It was amazing. Like, you make all us BFFs so happy. And it's not because, well, not only because of your audios, but because of who you are as a person. You're genuine. And you're just not judgmental, and I so love that about you. You don't judge, and I feel like I could tell you anything. Of course, I won't tell you everything, because, you know, I just don't feel like you need to know everything, but I know I have shared intimate things with you before. You probably don't remember, which is okay, but I know I have shared some personal things, some things about my past, about my childhood. But, you know, I think I am getting better. A lot better. And I'm starting to look out for myself a lot more. And actually learning to love myself like I should. And, you know, I want to thank you, because your audios help out a lot. And just, you know, when it's been a really rough day, a really bad day, like, I just listen to your audios, and it calms me down. I don't necessarily forget, because, I mean, obviously, it's always going to be there in the back of my head. I'm always going to be thinking about the problem. Whatever challenges I'm facing that day. But you know, I relax. I don't think about it too much. I don't stress about it too much. I just think about the things that I have control over and try to make it work. And sometimes, I swear, it feels like I can't do it anymore. Like, I just want to give in so bad. But then, one thing that helps is that I start to think about my family. And even though we don't get along, like, we don't have the best relationship with each other, I don't know, thinking about them just, well, my mother, actually. Just thinking about her and how it would affect her if I weren't here anymore, that's what stops me. And that helps, but you also help. You calm me down. I don't think so much about it. I'm okay for the moment. And I think I'm doing an awesome job. And of course, I will have bad days, but, you know, you'll be there. My friends will be there. My family will be there to get me through. And I don't know. I mean, I still think about things a lot more than I should. I don't know. I used to always think there was something wrong with me. And sometimes I still feel that way. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel, like, weird. Not in a bad way, but just, I don't know. Some of the stuff that I say and some things that I do, people kind of just look at me like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like, sometimes I won't feel bad about it, but I'll just be like, you know, I'm just doing my thing. But, I mean, damn, I just feel so alone sometimes. But I'm okay. And I'm working hard to get where I'm trying to be. But, oh my gosh, just I've noticed that, I don't know, just people that, some people, not all the people that I hang around with, but some people, I just have to put on a mask. Like, I have to be somebody else. And it's true, I do have to be multiple people. For a lot of people. Like, I have to behave a certain way when my mom's around, or when my older relatives are around, or certain friends. Just, you know, it's exhausting. You're right, it is exhausting. And with you, I feel like I can just be myself. Like, I can just ramble on. And freaking not. Sometimes I don't make sense. I jump around a lot. But you get what I'm saying. Sometimes. And if I don't, if you don't understand what I'm saying, then please tell me so I can try and make you understand. I guess. No, but other than that, I am looking forward to this month on Patreon, to next month. Oh, I just can't wait. I can't wait to see what surprises you have in store for us. And by the way, I hope it's not a problem for me to ask sexual questions like that. If it is, just let me know and, you know, I won't ask anymore. But, I actually do taste my cum sometimes after I get done masturbating. I like to lick and suck on my fingers for a while. And even go back for seconds. And I do like the way it tastes. It's kind of salty, but it's not, like, really salty. I think I taste pretty good. I actually like the way I taste. But I haven't done it in any of my audios yet. Not that I can remember. I don't think so. I definitely should for my next one. I always plan it out, but then I forget, you know. I get carried away. Yeah. So, that's pretty much all I have to say. And I'm sorry if most of this does not make sense. Like I said, I'm exhausted. But I can't wait to hear back from you, and thanks for being there, Matt. Take care.